control. It's 10 quarters now since you guys gave up that defensive touchdown. What's been the key to the turnaround?
The key has been, our enthusiasm. After that 0-6 loss, coaches and players got together and, we got on the same page. There was a lot of in-depth conversation. There was a lot of speaking as men to men, understanding your strengths and weaknesses, and just, being coaches and players being on the same page at the same time. And, trust the coach trusting in the players trusting in the coaches. And I think it's definitely showing up out there with our performance.
Is that something the players initiated? You guys wanted to make sure you were on the same page?
I think it's something that worked both ways. I'm sure, the coaches wanted to figure out, what was going on. So did the players. We were going out on the field and we were playing extremely hard. But, there was just some things out of whack, as shown on film. And, just a lot of things, we were uncertain of. And coaches and players getting on the same time, I think we all see right now, it can do wonders. Coaches have to trust in the players. Players have to trust in the coach. And, we're a family. At the end of the day, we're a family. And, we've dug a hole for ourselves. But, right now, we're just fighting one game at a time to try to dig ourselves out.
With Dallas losing today and you guys running the 2 games back to play them again, are you encouraged that you can make a move on them now?
We're not worried about that right now. Our focus is just to take it one game at a time. The division is going to take care of itself. One game at a time. That's our only focus right now. We're not focused about anyone else in the division. Just focus on the Giants at this point.
So, could you talk about the pass rush a little bit? Like you guys were blitz and so. You came. Was that kind of the plan today?
My play actually wasn't a blitz. I just fired. It's all about playing beyond the X's and O's. And I saw something. I studied and watched a lot of film. And I saw an opportunity to make a play, so, that's what I did. As far as the pass rush going, I think those guys are more comfortable now. The coach has developed a scheme for them where they can develop comfort zone, throughout the course of a game as opposed to switching and, finding different matchups here, not really finding a comfort zone. Those guys have been playing phenomenal. It all starts up front. Those guys have been definitely eating. Those guys have been getting at the quarterback and, more importantly, in the run game. They've been pushing the offensive lineman back, making the running back, bubble, run out of his gaps, so forth and so on.
And Charles, Tom mentioned you apologized to him after your penalty. Did you immediately feel bad?
Oh, yeah. I felt horrible about that. I kind of got myself in a little zone. I had an interception last week, and I got a little dance. I got away with it once. I figured, maybe they'll let me get away with it again. But definitely not a smart thing to do. Being a veteran player, being a captain's team, definitely not a smart thing to do. I went to Coach Coughlin before he can come to me, and I apologized because it was a bonehead move on my behalf. But, something that won't happen again. We live to move on. Beaton has been, that guy's been phenomenal, for this team. He's something that we needed. We needed a voice, from the linebacker position, the middle linebacker position. We needed someone that's gonna stand his ground. We needed someone that's gonna, get everyone lined up, make it real snappy, no BSing around. Let's get it right, so forth and so on. And he's another voice, that we needed on the defense side of the ball. And just his playmaking ability, his passion for the game is tremendous, and I think he's just beginning right now. It's only a beginning. So like I say, he's been phenomenal for this defense, and I'm super ecstatic to have him with us on the New York Giants roster.
Thank you.